Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, family. This is your host, Mama Seven, and I am so glad to have made it to this side of Wednesday. Every Wednesday, we come together with a Wonderful Approach Radio, and we talk, share, build, grow. We do all this good stuff. Amazing what we can do in an hour and a half. But we get together every Wednesday and share with one another from a spiritual perspective, things about life, things about our own personal growth, and ways that we can help others grow. And we get it in. No hold bars. We have all the love, all the everything that you need to help grow. You know, spirituality is quickly becoming the new norm. There was a time where you were one or the other, and the supply was very low. You didn't have a whole lot of choices. You were born into this or you were born into that. Now that people are really starting to expand their own minds, their hearts, they're being so much more open in their expression with their highest power, that spirituality is growing in leaps and bounds. And a Wonderful Approach steps itself forward. You know, we are a collective, and we come together and we offer our way of thinking, of helping, of using love as a way to deal with some of the issues that are ever so present in this world. Forgiveness, balance, personal growth as ways to build and get closer to God. And so it's a wonderful, wonderful concept, lifestyle, way of praising, way of acknowledging, and way of getting closer to your own self as well as to God. We spend a lot of time building with ancestors and just, you know, we are building ourselves as we open ourselves up to build with others. So I am very pleased to be hosting the radio program, which is, you know, our outlet. This is our way of connecting with each other because we are all over the Southeast. So this is our way of connecting with each other and connecting with other spiritual houses to grow and to develop. So I want to welcome everybody that's joining us. You know, we have a couple of first-timers with us, and then we have our core crew. So I absolutely love it. Last week, we spoke with the angel Mayat, and we spoke about the commitment to peace. It was an awesome show. I don't get a chance to speak to her very often, and I think that was our first time doing radio together. But her energy, she just came right in and flowed. It was absolutely awesome. Speaking about that commitment to peace, and we spoke about it, everything we do is from a spiritual perspective. But even last week, we saw how politics are trying to redefine our definition of peace. We see how fragile peace can be when in the wrong hands or when not truly achieved in what we're trying to build. So it was wonderful speaking about what it takes to truly, truly have yourself committed to peace, even in what is really a turbulent environment. And not just politically are we turbulent, our whole environment, you know, the battle between positivity and negativity. We have a number of challenges and issues that make this battle a battle. You know, one thing about A Wonderful Approach, we don't hesitate to tell you, you know, there are some heavy, heavy things going on in this universe. And so we're obligated to tell you, hey, look, you know, you got to keep your prayers up. We got to keep our energy high. We got to keep this going on. And so we do a lot of that here on the radio program, just helping to inspire people to be their highest self. You know, we have a range of operations that we're allowed to participate in. And, you know, I strongly encourage everyone, as I work myself, to be on that high end of the spectrum. We've really got to work on keeping our own selves righteous, because this world is waiting for us to step out of line. You know, that crazy coworker of yours, she just been waiting for you to say something. It's almost like she's egging you on, you know. So we have to work on this. We can't allow other people's crazy energy to keep impacting us and put us in a bad position. So, you know, we come together every Wednesday to get strong with each other, strengthen up, build up, all that good stuff. We do this out of love for ourselves and to help others that don't have the support that we have. A wonderful approach. We are, I would call, a pretty close-knit group. So, you know, if you don't have a group, I would strongly suggest you check us out. We do this every Wednesday. You know, get to know us on a personal level. We have fun, but we also get a lot of work in. And when you leave either the radio program, one of the many retreats, workshops, when you leave, you have a clear understanding as to ways, steps, and methods as to how to build yourself and to move into another direction. But enough about a wonderful approach. We're going to get to the business. You know, I have had a number of conversations in the past week about them. And so I said, we've got to talk about this us and this them. And so I wanted to call and pull in my dear sister, Akita, because I know that she's joined me in a couple of these us and them conversations. So I'm wondering if I can get her to pull in and we can have this conversation from a spiritual perspective. Greetings, welcome to
Love and Light. Love and Light family, how are you?
We are well, and yourself?
I am grand. I'm so looking forward to this topic.
Okay. Yes, because it keeps popping up.
Yes.
It keeps popping up, you know. And one thing, okay, for all my newbies, and I love you, okay, we come to the show radio program with our pen and paper, because I promise you, between myself, the co-host, and the bomb callers that call in, you're going to get that nugget of wisdom. You know, I look for it every single week, because every week someone says something. Maybe they say it in a way I hadn't expected it to be said, or they shed a new light or a new twist to it. So I look forward to it, because I never know where it's coming from. But on this particular topic, it's going to come probably from all the sources, all of the above, because this is one of those topics, us versus them.
Yes.
So when it comes to us versus them, especially spiritually, the picture that I have posted on the particular radio piece is the picture of the 13 grandmothers. And this was quite some time ago, maybe 10 years ago, maybe even 15, where these indigenous grandmothers came together to talk, to set policies in place, to create healing, to create unity. And I believe every year they gather and they work to share their wisdom and to create new understanding. And I remember when I first saw this, I was like, how old do you have to be a grandmother? Because I'm ready right now. You know, I think my youngest son might have been 2 or 3. But I was like, I'm ready right now to be a grandmother, because I want to help put things in place for people in their life, in their spirituality, in anything, you know. And so when I was thinking about us and them and how we have to stop with this us and them, I thought about what it took to get 13 elders together to build on unity, to build on the future, to build on, you know, everything that they have worked to put into place. And then I thought about my own community. And then I was like, okay, where are the grandmothers at? And do we have to wait till we're grandmothers to start putting things in place? You know, do we have to wait until, you know, until things are so far out of whack to begin to really start to say, hey, we need to pull this in a little bit more?
I don't think we have to wait until we're elders to get that done. What you're doing right now with the radio show, I mean, you're setting such a foundation. And one of the things that I speak a lot about to younger people, if I had the support system when I was their age, I can imagine how much further along I would be if I had that system. You know, and because I didn't, you know, I'm grateful for where I'm at now. Give thanks and praise. I've met some very wonderful people, enjoyed some very wonderful experiences that have been so beneficial on so many levels. But I can just imagine if these things would have been in place when I was younger, how much more I would have been able to accomplish so far. But I'm grateful now, and I understand the importance of sharing this with the younger generation.
Amen.
So I thank you again for being an inspiration to the inspirational.
Amen. Yes, amen. Yes. You know, we're always working for that. Always working for that. We have got to, and you know, with a wonderful approach, we keep the young people close. We keep the we have a couple of resident next generations that come on the line, that come on the air, that lead us in prayer and share their thoughts and ideas and feelings with us and everything else like that, because we can't have any division. We're all one unit. We're all one family. So we can't have division of young and old, and we can't have division of any kind, because really God made us different, you know. So why fight with someone because they're different? This is the way that God has created us. So there's no need for us to sit back and nitpick and everything else like that. And so there has to be a call for unity, and there has to be a call to create this peace and harmony so that we can move forward on a conjunction. You know, we got to be together on a couple of things. Because honestly, we don't have enough positivity to sit there and divide it by 10 or 20. Our numbers already, in my opinion, aren't strong enough for that. You know, we need to come together, not divide, because together, you know, and two or more gather, you know, so we have to keep our numbers high and together so that we're not separating ourselves for no reason, therefore weakening the defenses.
Exactly. I totally agree. And for those that choose to divide, you know, they said divide and conquer. So because of the division, there's so much that's being lost.
Yes.
You know, instead of learning from each other, let's learn from our differences, but let's focus on what brings us together. You know, so for us, our love of God, that brings us together. So, okay.
That brings
we have
us
different
together.
Understandings, but we can learn from each other with those different understandings and produce something even greater. So I'm so
it
grateful.
It amazes me how simple that is. It's how simple. Our love of God brings us together. All the rest of that is stuffing, you know what I'm saying? It's wonderful, yay. You know, you have your rituals on Monday. I have my rituals on Wednesday. Everything is beautiful. But, you know, we can't allow ourselves to be separated because of this detail or that detail when there's a bigger problem at hand.
Exactly.
And
it's
I think,
too much like
I
right.
Think, look.
Too much like right to say, okay, so we all love this, so we can all be in the
right.
same space and get thanks
yes.
and praise, whether it's in the same tongue or, like you stated, the same rituals. We can still get this done. Yes, we can.
Yes. Yes. We
yes,
absolutely
we can.
Yes, we absolutely we can, and we do. You know, a wonderful yeah. approach. You know, one thing about
we
spirituality,
do.
It does not have spiritual. There are spiritual Muslims. There are spiritual
mm-hmm.
Christians. There is a spiritual energy that runs through most of all of the religions, to the point now where people are saying, okay, I would like to express my spirituality without having that religious pretense right there. And they're doing
mm-hmm.
it. And it, they're living,
yeah.
you know, of course, the fruit, the result is in the fruit, you know. And when we are having and living these wonderful lives, then that lets us know, really, what we have is valid, is working, is
exactly.
building, you know. And so when you see that fruit come through, you're like, okay, okay, I know what this is. I know how this is. So, you know, one thing I love about A Wonderful Approach, and I had a little powerhouse, a little Christian powerhouse said that. She said, you know, you don't make me feel no kind of way for being Christian. And I was like, why would anyone want to make you, of all people, because she's a little powerhouse. I was, why would anyone want to make you feel anyway, okay, about your religion, you know? And,
exactly.
of course, I believe that comes from fear, fear of what they don't know. You know, they fear what they can't
mm-hmm.
conquer, you know. And so what happens
mm-hmm.
is first they try to take it over. And if they can't take it over, then they try to discredit it. They try to minimize it. They try to, you know, make it seem like it's not all that they say that it is, you know. So, mm-hmm.
And that's a totally different battle.
Look.
That's a totally different battle.
Not our battle. It's not our battle. You don't have to fight that
totally
fight,
totally different
okay?
one. You know, what I love about spirituality. Okay,
please,
you're right. You're right. I was just going to say, what I love about spirituality is it is my personal relationship with the Most High, with my
Amen.
Ancestors, with Mother Earth. This is my personal relationship. So
Amen.
I really don't care if your experience is not exactly the same. Okay,
right.
That's fine. You love God?
Right.
Okay. That's all I'm worried
right.
about. Everything else we can work around, you know. But what you can't do is tell me how to express myself. I'm not going to allow anyone to make me feel any way about anything that's culturally relevant to me, because they've taken
Amen.
Too much away from us anyway. So now that I've decided to take it back, watch out. Move
right,
over.
Right, right, right.
I'm going to do
right.
it and be proud of it. And who doesn't like it? Oh, well, that's you.
Right.
The Most High knows
right.
me by first name.
Okay.
And I'm grateful for
okay.
that.
Okay.
I am grateful for that.
The angels have already written your name in the book, okay? Please understand.
Okay. okay. And I got work to do. So whether you like it or not, I still got to put it in, and I still got to do what
that's
I need
right.
to do. You know, when I ran from it, what happened? It came right back and slapped me in the head like, oh, here we go again. Why I keep going? All right, I'm going to listen. I'm going to do what I have to do, and hopefully these hits won't hurt as much.
uh-huh,
you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
I love it. I love it. You know,
mm-hmm.
and I love the idea of everyone being able to be who they really are, you know, and that's something that we've got to move more into. You know, we have to take the judgment piece out of our practice, our spiritual practice, and then so that we can
yes.
be open enough to hear and see God's word and instruction. So please,
mm-hmm.
please, please. I think the first part of really beginning to accept other people is accepting that you may not know everything. You know,
boom.
You have,
exactly.
You know, I saw a post mm-hmm. about, you know, for my Wicca people, please forgive me. There was a post about fairies and gnomes and other woodland type creatures, and then it had another picture of an Elegba head, some Palo Santo sticks, some this. And they're like, okay, you can't believe this, but you believe that, you know? And I was sitting there like, oh, my goodness. How close-minded must it appear that, you know, every culture has its own incredible story, okay? And then it has these pieces that, to the naked eye, someone would have a hard time understanding why you're doing that. But then turn around, your own religion and culture has these practices. And so every culture has that thing, and you're sitting there like, okay, but, you know, you're having a hard time with this, but you're real cool with that, you know. So, and we can name some. You know, have fun. We're having fun. This is a wonderful approach. But, you know, we have to really get to the point where we can stop looking with our eyes at other people's religion and start looking with your spirit. And when you do that, you realize that we're not different. We are so similar that the things that make us different are usually just the language, you know, the language differences. So, you know, it's not a matter of this religion is better. You know, please stop saying that. The religion is better if it works for you. If it works for you, then that's the best religion on the earth, okay?
Exactly.
If it works for you, that's the best religion there is, okay? Because all we're trying to do is find out what's going to get you closer to God, what's going to keep you in the light, was going to keep you positive and healthy. And if the answers to that are found in, you know, they talk about the God in the sky, look, talk to them. You know, they talk about the Native Americans, how everything has a God, you know. And I'm like, wow, that's one way to treat everything with respect. If you thought everything had a soul, a spirit, an eye, if everything had power, if everything had a voice that demanded to be heard, how respectful would you be at that point? So, you know, on one thing, we can sit back and make fun and tease here and there at the differences, but then when you look and see fundamentally what these differences do, you're like, oh, well, we have our own culture that does that. We have our own rituals that provoke and provide that feeling, that understanding. So you'll realize we're a lot more similar than we are different. So, you know, and after you know that, then we can stop playing this show improvement. You know, pull out your scripture, let's see which one is longer. Can we let that go? You know what I'm saying? And can we just get into the idea of what's needed to create that peace and harmony within that person in 2020.
Yes. We have to agree to disagree and still be able to move forward.
Absolutely.
It is okay for you to be authentically who you are.
Absolutely.
And who you are today will probably defer in a year because you should always be growing.
Amen. Yeah, yeah. How about that? Don't be afraid to be somebody else in 2020, okay? And especially if you can look and see, oh, this is growth. This is love. You know, when you start to look into that mirror and say, oh, I love who I am, who I'm becoming, you know, this new look is really, really doing something for me. You know, when you can look into your mirror and say that, then you're doing it. That's what this is. You know, if you've been studying and practicing and studying 3 months in, 6 months in, you don't feel no change, we need to talk. We need to talk about
for reassessment.
Your individual service plan only lasts so long, okay? We got to reevaluate what's going on. We may have some deeper rooted issues going on that we got to work our way through. You know, personal development is, you know, for me, prayer is beautiful. Prayer is the fundamental of all of the religions. But if you can pray down the house and your character is not up to speed, I'm not impressed, okay?
Okay.
Those words don't mean anything if you don't have any action behind them. So we've got to get to the point where our prayers are merely a reflection of who we are, and they're reflecting what we do. You know, we've got to get to that point. So, you know, we are a testament to our religion, whether it be spiritual, whether it be one of the organized religions. You know, we're constantly representing God. You know, we're constantly representing our families, our ancestors. Oh my goodness, we are the representation. So what kind of representation do you want to have? You know,
okay, we're supposed to be adding to their legacy.
Oh my goodness, look,
we're supposed to be adding to that.
Don't be standing on. Oh, we stand on the backs of our ancestors. Don't be standing on my back playing around. Don't do it. See, I got ancestors that don't play. Okay. They're like, what you doing? I'm giving you this leg up. What are you doing with it? Who are you becoming with it? You know, how are you showing your worth and your value, and how are you adding to the body of knowledge that's already been created?
Exactly.
So, you know, and understanding the little that I know about slavery, I know that every day that I don't have to do that, that my ancestors did, is a gift to me. So I'm not going to waste this gift that they have given to me. I'm not going to waste the ability to read. I'm not going to waste my abilities to organize, to do anything. You know, I'm going to see the full value of the sacrifices that they made, so that I can move forward and then build a foundation for which my children can stand on.
Exactly. And we're here because someone survived. There was plenty of that in, but someone survived. And because they survived and made the sacrifices that they made, we owe them the utmost respect to do the best that we can. We don't have to be perfect, but that stagnation after they've left us so much for us to build on, and we're standing still like we're twisted or something, that's disrespectful.
It is so disrespectful.
Like, really? I did all this, and that's all you're going to do is just stay there. And you have the knowledge because I gave it to you.
I did all this so you could be sitting around arguing on Facebook about what came first, Ifa or Vodun. I'm going to say it, okay? I did all this so you could be sitting around trying to debate this, that, and the other. Number one, I don't remember you being there. And number two, I don't see the relevance in 2020, okay? So I don't want you using my gifts that I've laid out, you know, because really, to me, they're on loan for my children, you know? So don't be up here using your gifts for nonsense when, you know, our ancestors survived some very real horrific situations. So, you know, when it comes to letting go of the division, first let go of that division in your mind, you know, that division that you have all the time in the world to do whatever and all that. Let that go. How about letting that go? First.
I don't know. I think you stepped on somebody's toes.
It'll be okay.
I heard the crunch. I heard the full crunch.
They can heal from all kinds of things. And, you know, and when it comes to us versus them, we got to heal that right away. Because every time you say them, I want you to look at them real good, because what you're going to find is that them is an aspect of us. Now, you might say, well, I don't like the way they do this. You don't have to like the way they do it. They're still a part of you, because we're all humans and we're all in humanity, okay? And so we all have a responsibility to one another. So you don't have to like everything that they do, but you do have to recognize that they are part of this fabric of humanity. So we this have an true. Obligation to be to work with and to be peaceful with everyone. It's an obligation. And some of these things we're dividing on are so simple, it doesn't make sense.
This is true. This is true.
Yeah, we have got to come to the point where, you know, there are some real topics going on. Mother Earth herself is really up in arms. We don't have time to divide and talk about who prays like this and who prays like that. We need all prayers on deck and really helping us to get through this catastrophe. You know, we got part of the world is on fire. Literally, the world is on fire. You know, we have species that are dying out. We have some real situations going on that require healing, and we have to send up healing energy, and we can't be divided on our level about who gets to lead the prayer. We can't be divided on our level about, you know, I don't know what makes the difference between a Baptist and let me see another one. I don't know, a Methodist. You know, I don't know the division. But if we can work together on healing this planet, you know, you can have your division later. You know, we need to work
this
on our homeless. We have to work on our homeless situation now. You know, I understand the differences in history between leukemia and Santeria. I do. I understand the historical understanding that Ifa and Vodou. I understand that. If you want a lecture, I could give it to you. But right now, we have people that are dying from hunger. And, I mean, we have other issues that we need to be working on. We have dirty water in Michigan. You know,
right.
There's a rapper, listen, not a preacher, not a senator. Now, we have a rapper who is suing a prison that he's not in because of poor conditions. And I said, okay, wait a minute. A rapper, these are the people that make money entertaining. We are now to the point where entertainers are feeling the need to say, hey, look, this problem is getting bad. You know, I'm willing to stand up and say something about it. So we've got to do more. Everyone has got to do more. And the division works against us. Okay?
That's true.
And we can be, God made us different, each, every one of us. God makes snowflakes different. And there's a million, trillion snowflakes. If he will go through the trouble of making them different, then we can have differences. He doesn't fight difference. He didn't make us clones. Even twins born at the same time are two different people. So God is okay with differences. But when it comes to getting this work in, we have to begin to work together and to see the value of working together and allowing people, you know, we have got to move into a live and let live situation. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So
there are so many important things going on in this world. So many different causes. If you don't stand for something, you're going to fall for anything.
Absolutely.
So there is some work out here for each and every one of us to do. It's just about deciding what you're going to do. Just do something. Stop standing still.
Yeah.
Stop being stagnant.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I really do believe that whenever I have seen an us versus them idea in place, it was to maintain order of the status quo. The people that were pushing the agenda were the people that benefited from the agenda. And so those are the ones that were saying, hey, no, we have to maintain this level of understanding, blah, blah, blah. And so, yeah, yeah. What we have to do is begin to tear that down, you know. We're not going to allow for that division to separate us, and especially spiritually. Spiritually, no matter if you like this person or not, you should be able to look and see, you know what, we differ here and there, but when it comes to working, you know, for the betterment of whatever you're working towards, we come together on that. And that's the part that we have to really begin to focus on. What, not just what do we separate on, but what do we come together on? What is our what do we agree on? You know, and if the agreement is as simple as, you know, people need more love, children need more care, you know, we need more food, we need some very basic things, we can rally together on those things. So, you know, I don't want, you know, I claim to be a spiritualist. I work hard at that. I don't want to fight with another Muslim. I don't want to fight with a Muslim about their ideology. Your ideology is for you, and it is okay, however it helps you to live a good life. But we should not allow those differences to make us not able to come together for a common cause. And that's the kind of stuff that I really, really want to address. We have got to move bigger than that. We've got to be better than that. And then family, I want to remind my old people and my new people, this is not an individual conversation. This is an open conversation. You know, I want to understand more about this dynamic of us and them. I want to understand the type of things that allow people to be separate and comfortable. You know, I want to know some of the things possibly that is creating a little bit of the fear about learning more about other cultures and being around other type of people. I want to know more about that so that I believe, I know, the more we talk about it and the more we discuss where we're different, we're going to find we are really together. We're really not so different from each other. So I would love, all you have to do is press 1. That lets me know that you would like to join in the conversation, if you would like to join us. If you want to share about, 1, if you know the benefits of building together, or if you know some of the what you would call a benefit of being separate, I just want to hear it, because this is something that I truly don't understand, and I want to understand more. I want to find ways that we can come together and work together. So all you have to do is press 1. That lets us know you'd like to join in the conversation. And like I said, this is a collective. All thoughts and opinions are welcome. So feel free to press 1 while me and Sister Makita are chopping it up on this line as we're talking about the building and the growth of our spiritual community and letting go of the us versus them. One thing I would really like us to let go of, if I have my choice, the number one thing we would let go of is the divide and the fight between the young and the old. That would be my first demolish. I'm going to take a train to it. I don't believe in it. I know some old fools now, you know what I'm saying? And I know some wise young people. And so I believe that we can get so much more by working together than either one can get by working apart. You know, there's a proverb, you know, the youth can walk faster than the elder, but the elder knows which way to go. I said, ain't that the truth?
Yes.
Ain't that the truth?
Yes.
So let's work together in this, okay? Yes, you can get there faster without waiting on me. You know, yes, I'm a poor libation. Bless the car before we get in it. And, yeah, I got all these rituals and stuff. But I'm the one that knows the way. So why don't you help me, and I can help you, and then we can be moving soon enough. You know
together.
What I'm saying? Together. ambassador.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, a lot of times, you know, we keep that division up. I the way I've seen it has been behind insecurity. Insecurity and...
Yes. Not wanting to pass the torch.
Yeah, you got to pass the torch. How about this? The torch is set up to burn for so long, and then it's not even a passing of the torch. They have a new torch, a whole new instrument that gets lit, and then there's a range on that, and then there's a new torch that comes in. So, you know, your torch is only supposed to last but so long. So let's go ahead and get those, I call them young legs, you know. Young legs, come on, let's get this done, let's get this working. You know, they come in with their energy, whether, I mean, sometimes it's physical energy, sometimes it is a personality-wise, but they're coming and they're bringing their new ideas and their new this, that, and the other, and you always have the young ones lead the way. You know, they start things off, they lead it, and that's the proper way to do it, because while they're leading, while they're getting everything ready, they're learning at the same time. So, you know, that's what we're really doing. We're really taking that opportunity to teach, you know. But elders, y'all got to make it open for the young legs to teach it. You know what I'm saying? So
I think when people understand that it's okay. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, please.
When they understand that it's okay to be the teacher in some instances and then be the student, the better off we all are, because
mm-hmm.
we both have things to learn from each other. So just understand
Absolutely.
That you're not always going to be in the teaching capacity in every single situation. Sometimes you have to humble yourself and be the student, and that goes for both generations.
Amen. Amen. And for
when we're
me,
able to accept,
you know,
that, we get all that valuable information and that wisdom.
That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I know for me, when I'm learning, and I'm not an elder, I'm a pre-elder, but when I'm learning, I let people see. Look, you see the way I'm sitting down? Yes. Mm-hmm. You see the way I'm taking notes? Right. You know, so, you know, it's important not only that the young people learn, but they also see the elders learning. You know, it's important to put yourself in that learning position. So, you know, if it were me, one of the first things I would do would be to take out that division. It is, I think that's one of the most more harmful divisions that we have. We have a caller that would like to speak, so I'm going to run to the phone line for just a second, say hello and welcome
great.
All that good stuff.
Great.
Greetings.
Greetings. Welcome to the show.
Greetings. I'm so excited about this. I'm so excited about this conversation. This is just a favorite.
Amen.
Hey. I'm excited about this conversation because basically I was sharing this scenario not even 20 minutes before the call started. You know, it is very easy. One of the things that I learned being in ministry young was that some of the elders are, first of all, are in the eldership position and not necessarily elders, but they're in that position by default. And so because they're in that position by default, they definitely don't want to see a younger person coming by who has been anointed, who has the zeal, who has the fire, who has the will, and is still willing to be teachable, because you still have to be teachable. You
Absolutely.
Know, I think that when we can differentiate between an elder of default and an elder,
Ooh.
That's one thing. Two, but
I heard some more toes crunch.
As a young person, to be respectful, even when you recognize
Ooh.
That they're not an elder in spirit, but they're elder by default. You know, sometimes we have the younger people, us young people listen. Sometimes you have to stay humble in the midst of someone who looks like an elder, who you know is not an elder, But you still stay humble and respect the position until God says different. We don't have to fix anything. We don't have to change anything. If I knew then what I know now, I would have done things completely differently.
Okay.
I had to learn the hard way. Got my hands hot, got my little feelings hurt, had to go sit down. That took my ball and my jump rope and sat by myself. I ain't playing with nobody, and no, you can't use my stuff. Been there. But the us and the them didn't hurt me, and it didn't hurt her. It hurt the young people, and it hurt the people that we were there to help. So don't let the us and them stop us from the work that we have been commissioned to do. That's all I have to say about that. Thank you for having me.
I'll show you on that. Now,
how much truth is in there? I need her to say that a little bit slower. My goodness. How much truth is in
there? That was a lot.
Okay, because the us and them didn't hurt her or I. It helped the innocent, the people that we call ourselves there to help. Yo.
Those that really needed it.
Those that needed me. They needed me not to be focused on myself, not to be focused on herself. You know what I'm saying? And not to be focused on themselves. Yeah, they needed me to be focused on them. Wow, how often do we do that? We get caught up. That's what you call class A, caught up in emotions, okay? Number one, class A. You know, we got to get past that. You know, we got to get out of the idea that they're talking about me. Lord, we got to get out of
that's
that.
That's why it's important.
You know,
that we stay prayed up.
Sometimes that us and that them being in our mind. You know, oh, you think they're talking about you. They're not really talking about you. You know, they are trying to move on with their life. They're trying to do their thing. They're not talking about you. You know, but because you're in your feelings, everything feels personal right now. Everything is a slight against you. Everything is disrespect. You know, us, I'm a pre-elder, so I'll sit in the seat for the moment. But, you know, us elders have to stop being so sensitive about every little thing. You know, no, that's not the way I learned how to do it. Well, what was the internet the deal back then? You know, I do reading. I do a lot of reading. And now people are like, well, can I videotape? I'm like, videotape a reading? Child, what are you thinking? But they do everything on video. Everything they do, they watch, they listen. You know, that's just how they live. So I don't take it personal. They're not trying to disrespect the spirit. You know, they're not trying. They really, that's just how they operate, and they thought you might be able to operate with them like that. But don't take it so personal that, you know, that you are now claiming that this is disrespect. When it's more, you know, them expressing themselves in their own way. That's how they do things. They like videos, you know.
And before you classify it.
Now, before you classify.
I was just saying, before it's completely classified as disrespect, how about we have an open conversation and explain it to me? Because maybe I just missed something. Maybe what you have to say is totally correct, but if you never explain it to me, then I'm going to go according to what I know now. What's the norm now with the technology, using your example, with the technology of the now, this is what I'm going to do. But if for some reason it's disrespect, maybe there's an energy exchange or something that I don't know about, so can you teach me? Before you tear me a new one, can you just take a moment and teach me?
Before you tear me a new one. Because that's unfortunately, that's what they do. They make you feel all kinds of little and small. You know what I'm saying? You start to feel emotions and thoughts, and you really go through it. But, you know, we have to get better about being more open-minded. You know, culturally speaking, there are, in the African traditional religions, all of us are not African, okay? And so you will find other cultures participating in African traditional religion. Other cultures mean other ways of thinking. It's okay. You know, that is the way that they think. So we have to even brace ourselves for other cultures around yourself and around your spiritual
That's
center.
Right.
There, and other cultures do other things differently. You know, that's just like I was talking to my young one the other day. I said, some people smoke in the house, and they don't think nothing of it. You know, when they're in their house, they smoke. You know, they smoke whatever they want to smoke. But when you're in someone else's house, you can't really assume that smoking in the living room is going to be okay. So you may have
exactly.
to ask. You may have to ask, hey, look, I'm interested in smoking my whatever. Can I please go step outside, or would you rather me step out front, out back, whatever? So different cultures do things differently. You know, some cultures
mm-hmm.
are like, oh, you know, of course we smoke in the living room. We smoke with our spirits. We smoke. Other cultures, they, you know, you might light a little incense here and there. So, you know, we have to get okay when we see people do things differently. And, you know, we have to stop, you know, calling people to hell, you know, condemning people to hell just because they did something that you're unfamiliar with, okay? That doesn't necessarily mean they're going to hell, you know, just because they, you know, they cook white potato instead of yam potato, you know, that might be their potato. You know, I've seen
mm-hmm.
different recipes, and I'm like, oh, you added this? Oh, my God, blah, 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 you know? And what I find is they're just cultural differences. In this culture, you know, we use this ingredient. That's what we do. You know, we put parsley in everything. I can't stand parsley. I don't even like the way it smells. It's just something about, it's such an earthy herb. But, you know, in a lot of
mm-hmm.
spiritual dishes and stuff, they put that parsley in there. It's a very powerful herb.
Mm-hmm.
No, thank you. But, you know, that's just, again, cultural differences. I don't like yam. This it's like a white, it's a yame. I do not care for that. It's a cross between a white potato and a turnip, okay?
You mean like a yuca?
No. Yeah.
Like a yuca
oh,
or a dashing?
I think it's.
Oh,
think
my
it
goodness, how dare you?
I
no grand position? Well, can I prepare some for you and see if it changes your taste bud? You
look,
see how simple that was? Let me invite you to this side.
You're going to have to invite me. Look, it was the angel of my aunt that first fed me some chickpeas. At first, I was like, oh, I'm not putting that in my mouth. And she said, oh, you're gonna put my good food in your mouth. And I did, and I loved it. And so I learned
mm-hmm.
how to cook it, and now I cook it at retreats. You know what I'm saying? So,
oh, yes, Lord. It'd be good.
So we have to learn how to be more culturally open with each other and really stop damning people to hell for this, okay? You know, allow them to live and express their religion, their culture, their way. So, you know, they don't have to be just like us, but we can come together on certain projects, and we need to come together on certain projects. Our communities are hurting. And like Sister Faith said, you know, the people that hurt from the discord, from the lack of togetherness, from the people
mm-hmm.
that hurt the most are the innocent ones, the ones that, you know, we were set out to help, you know, the people of the community, you know, the people that don't know anything about prayer. So what happens when someone who doesn't know anything about spirituality, religion, whatever, they happen to check us out, and we're up here going ham on the Christians, okay? And this poor person is like, well, Dad, oh, my grandmama's a Christian, so what does that mean? You know, do y'all treat all
exactly.
Christians like this? You know, we never know when we're going to be meeting someone that is going to be influenced by us, and how we handle that can truly set this person back 5-10 years. Or to give them unnecessary trust issues and things like that. So we've got to get to the point where we can be bigger people and not be so in a box about everything. if it's not just the way Pastor said it, well, maybe Pastor didn't know. Or maybe Pastor just hadn't gotten to that lesson yet. But, you know, stop
exactly.
allowing differences to create disharmony, you know. Every Wednesday, I wear my whites, I do my fast, and I go to Walmart. No matter what I try to do to avoid this Walmart run, I have to go to Walmart. And certain people in Walmart will see me, oh, how are you? And, you know, they want to touch me. I'm like, no, please don't touch me. Don't touch my hair. Leave me alone. But just say hi and smile and keep it moving. And then other people, the disdain in their looks, like, oh, how dare you be so African? You know, how dare you be so black at a moment like this at Walmart? You know, and
mm-hmm.
I'm like, I don't know how black I'm supposed to be in Walmart, but this is my normal level right here. You know, I don't understand. So, you know, we have to get to the point where we can be ourselves very unapologetically, and then that
mm-hmm.
comfort gets translated to everyone around us and to the point where
mm-hmm.
they won't question the why you are that way. They'll question, well, tell me a little bit more about it. You know what I'm saying? Well, what is it? Why are you wearing all the whites on every time I see you? And I'm like, yeah, every time you see me on
mm-hmm.
Wednesday. So, you know, beginning to have more of a dialogue about it that becomes healthy and educational rather than the toxic, fearful, oh my goodness, conversations. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. That's why it's important
yeah.
to be authentically who you are.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So then it
and
doesn't
then,
matter where you go.
you
know,
yeah.
So you don't have to say yeah. anything. You know,
you really
your light is your light. We discussed that before. You know, your light is your light.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter
yeah.
where you go. You're just going to shine.
Right.
Oh, well.
That's
put
right.
on your shades because
right.
I'm still coming through.
I still have to shine. I still have to be myself. And, you know, one thing about me, I have studied a number of different religions and cultures which have led me to where I am right now. And if you ever get the opportunity to come to a workshop or a retreat, you will hear some of the different religions and cultures that I've studied with. And they'll be like, did she just bust down in the 5% of science? And it, yes, yeah, I did. Did she? I speak multiple languages, okay? I speak, if there is a language that speaks about God, chances are I have spoken, I know how to speak this language. I know how to connect. I know how to relate. And it's so important that we are connecting. It's so much more important to have the connection than it is for us to sit back and debate whether I rolled my R long enough or, you know, whether it's I mean or I mean or I say, you know what I'm saying? Rather than going in the different divisions, you know, I think if we spent the time studying the benefits and the tools of each, it would give us a different kind of respect. You know, there are Ifa tools that are awesome, Ifa rituals that are awesome. And I tell people, no, we're going to do this not like spiritualists, but like Ifa people do, okay? We're going to follow the formula that they have already laid out in place, and because this is going to get us the benefit of this tool. It's a wonderful tool that helps to build us spiritually. You know, when it comes to the ideas and discipline, the Muslims are they got discipline down. You know, and if you can hit a piece
yeah.
of those five times a day, they got that. You know, they pride themselves on their discipline of the world and of themselves. And so, you know, if it's a discipline exercise that we're doing, then let's focus on that. Let's pull on that discipline exercise and that discipline work. We don't have to commit to Islam to have the benefit of this particular ideas and thinking. So we have to stop being so, not only do we need to come out of the box in how we deal with each other, come out of the
mm-hmm.
box in how we look at our spiritual toolbox, like Mama Khadija would say. You know, don't
yes.
get disillusion and thinking that you can't acquire other tools. You absolutely can, and you should. You need the tools that work for you. So, you know, let's go ahead and continue to build. You know, I use the tool that's needed for the job. That's what I use. That's the tool that I use, okay? So I don't care who originated the tool. I really don't. You know, I give all respect due to where this tool came from. And then I'm going to go and use it. And we've got to get to the point where we can do that openly. You know, it's more important that we utilize the tools. So when you're utilizing, you know, this Native American exercise and we're outside and we're bonding in the elements, you know, when you do that, you definitely gain more respect for the energies and entities whose tool this belongs to. For the original that used this tool, you develop an intimacy there.
Exactly.
So 100%.
You don't have to reinvent the wheel on certain situations.
Oh,
like we just need it to roll.
Don't.
So, okay. We don't have to do that
Absolutely.
Over. You know, we can appreciate
Absolutely.
The one that's already prepared and polished and all that good stuff. And let's be out.
I don't believe our ancestors gave us these tools to recreate them. You know, we as a people would never get anywhere if every single time we needed something, we had to go through the process of inventing it. You know, I know it would irritate the life out of me if I just gave you the instructions and you're like, okay, thank you. I'm going to go invent this now. For what? You know, I've given you the instructions.
Exactly.
You know, just go forward. You know, go forward confidently that you have a tool that works. So, you know, we have to stop, you know, oh, we can't do this because that's what they do. Is it working for them? You know, I don't even know the original meditators, but I do know that the monks in the Eastern philosophy, they take that meditation to a whole new science. You know, that is their life. You know, they live for the breathing and for the intentional meditating, and it's a part of their philosophy, and it's definitely a spiritual tool. I don't care where it came from. It is one of those things that will help to clarify life and give you a better understanding of who you are in the middle of this life. Do we have to go
exactly.
and create an African-American way of doing meditation? No. We can use the way that's been working for a couple hundred years. And be perfectly fine with that.
Exactly.
So I'm trying to
exactly.
think, when it comes to this us and them divide, where would you like to see, where would be your first place where you would remove that divide? I know for me it was the young and the old. What's the next division you would like to see come down, if we could remove one?
When it comes to the socioeconomic status of people.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Yeah, buddy.
Money doesn't buy you everything. You know, it can make some things more comfortable, but it doesn't buy you everything. And in certain situations, they're not going to ask you what's in your bank account before they haul you off. So it won't matter. So I would like for us to be able to see past those things and focus on the good and the things that we need to do overall.
Yeah.
As you said, you know, with mankind, these are areas where we need help. You know, being kind to someone just because you don't know what that person is going through. You don't know how close that person may be, you know, on edge. You know, your kind word may stop them from going somewhere and shooting up something just because you took the time to say how you doing today, you know?
Right.
Anything.
Yeah.
So yeah. Just looking beyond the haves and the have-nots.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
You know, I don't understand the idea of a have and a have-not when you're coming to God, because God has everything. And you really don't have anything, because when it's time for you to go, you'll go naked, just like you came into the world.
Naked,
you
came.
You know what I'm saying? You don't get to take any of this with you, none of it. And so, you know, I don't understand how people can be snotty, you know, or bougie or whatever the word you want to call it. But I don't know how people can do that. But they do. They really, really do.
Mm-hmm.
And
I've seen it time and time again.
I have to. And I hate it, because there are people that when they come into spirituality, they're already coming with their feelings hurt, I guess. You know, they're already coming with a little bump or a bruise on them. They've already feel or felt rejected at this place or at that place. And so people are coming with something on them already. So why add to that? You know, why add to the bad feelings or that because of money? You know what I'm saying? So we've got to stop making money the God, and we have to stop making money the determinant as to what's right and what's wrong and what's good. And, you know, we have to stop doing that. You know, I've been fortunate that in A Wonderful Approach, I haven't seen that, so I haven't had to correct it. But, you know, I'm fortunate. There are some organizations that are riddled with, I guess you call it status hogs. I don't know what you would call it. But, you know, it's never a good feeling. It's never a good feeling. You don't ever want to feel like someone is trying to overdo you because they think that they're better, especially for financial reasons. No. You know, because that financial doesn't – it's very temporary. Trust me.
This is true.
even on a this good day, most of us are – a couple, you know, maybe one or two paychecks away from having a situation on our hands. So I don't know how you can come
this
here
is true.
And get bougie on us, you know, and forget that, you know, you put your pant legs on one at a time, just like everybody else. So, you know, that's definitely a big.
But it's a similar situation if you pass someone in the street that's homeless and hungry. And you have food to feed, but you won't share it. But then you go up in the hall, and you want to do this and this and that. But you had someone that was hungry right in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
There are plenty
mm-hmm.
of places and plenty of people who do that. And I'm not saying
mm-hmm.
it's right. I'm just saying it is.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Yeah. No. I unfortunately, what I've seen is people will give as long as there's an audience clapping. You know, they got lots to give. They got lots to say. Oh, I'm going to share. I'm going to preach. I'm going to tear this down as long as the applause is going. Now, the second that it's just me and God, words seem to fail you. No.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, unfortunately,
that sounds like another crunch. Step on some more toes.
I heard
that crunch.
Keep your feet inside the aisles at all times. but we have to get out of the idea of the show, you know. So that's another divide of us and them. You know, if you have anyone who knows having a higher elevated status at A Wonderful Approach only means you have higher elevated work expected of you.
Oh my goodness, yes.
That
just means you're on call.
That means you're on call, okay?
You're on call.
I might say please, but I got work for you to do, you know? So, you know,
you say please?
I think that was the original plan when it came to hierarchy, is that the higher up you were on a totem pole, the more work you could handle, you know. But I think somehow we've gotten it twisted. And it's just, you know, now that we know more, you know, because we have evolved, we're always evolving. Now that we know more, we got to make some adjustments, and it's okay, but we got to make some adjustments. So I got a call coming through. I want to be able to answer it so we can say hello to all the family. Greetings. Welcome
Peace
to the show.
And blessings. Peace and blessings, everybody. It's Libby. How are you?
Love and light.
I'm great. I'm great, y'all. Y'all were just, like, really on point talking about the divisions, and you were, like, kind of segueing into what I was going to say, Mama Seven, which is, like, the spiritual divide when there is a hierarchy, and sometimes the hierarchy tends to, like, you know, kind of, like, make the younger ones, the babies, kind of feel ashamed or nervous, or I can't say that, or I don't want to tell them this because, you know, they might bark at me, or, you know, put me in the corner or make me cry, in my case. or, you know, like, it's like, you know, you have to, even teachers, I'm a preschool teacher, you have to meet people where they are and understand that, like, yeah, you may be at this level, but, you know, you didn't, you weren't always at that level. So
that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
then also
a little. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, just understanding that we all started somewhere, you know, and would that action be helpful if you were just starting your journey? Absolutely. Absolutely. We have to really take that into consideration. Absolutely.
Thank you.
You know,
good night, y'all.
Spiritual leadership is not an easy task. You know, it's not. And we learn when our babies do tell us stuff like that. So I appreciate you sharing with us and reminding us we all started from someplace. You know what I'm saying? Amen.
That's
right. And I love to hear you, Libby. Love to hear you.
Love you guys. Peace and blessings.
Love you too.
Everybody, I love everybody.
Look, I got all that in just in enough time. Awesome, awesome. Okay. I don't know how in the world people can get bougie about God's word. I don't know how that happens. I don't. Because God's word is for everyone. You know, God's word, for those that know it, is your responsibility to give it to the other people. You know what I'm saying? So how in the world do you take this and use it for your own ego puff up and your own gain? How does that work?
Because for some people, it's a job. They're not called.
Okay.
They decided, okay, the lesser of two things, I think I want to do this. And they forget to put in the work. Okay. They forget that there are consequences. They forget that when you're in this position, you're held to a higher standard. And if you're held to a higher standard, that means you have to continuously develop that relationship. You have to continuously grow. You have to continuously teach. And they're not understanding that there are consequences to their ill behaviors.
Yeah,
they're just looking at what may be perceived or how people may, you know, idolize them. And like you said, as long as I have an audience, I can do and say all kind of stuff. But when I'm alone, do I still have that conversation with God? Do I still thank my ancestors? Do I still pour my libations? Do I still do these things in private that I'm willing to do in public?
Or
everyone
just,
doesn't do
just
that.
Willing to say I do. Just willing to say I do. You know that we got some people. Oh my God, perpetrating a fraud. You know, and so
Did you hear that? That was another crunch.
I didn't hear it. So
yeah, I heard the crunches. You stepped on somebody's toes again.
So
well,
so as we're building and growing and developing, and we're realizing that us is them and them is us, we have to take a different approach to how we handle things. Okay. So we can't be sitting over here bad mouthing, oh, this person, that person, or this group and that group, and oh, they think there's a no. Now is the time for harmony. Now is the time. There's a bigger energy at play right here. So we don't even have the time to get caught up in the schematics. Okay, we have 110% got to get in where we fit in. We got to do our work, okay? And then we have to do it twice as good, because there are some that don't know they're supposed to be working and they're kind of lost in the sauce. And so we have to begin to do the work even for those that are lost. You know, when we move in, you know, and I'm going to close out with prayer in just a moment, because prayer is just so important in what we do, you know, in everything that we do. But there are those that are lost out here, you know, and we have that responsibility, because we don't get to say them. Them is us, you know, whether they are an unevolved form of us, whether they're the next level of us, whether they are, you know, no matter what you can, what part of us they, you consider them, they're a part of us. And so we have to begin to stop with the separating and with the division and with the bad talk, you know, putting the bad mouth on people. We got to stop with all of that and really get to the point where we are helping each other grow, you know what I'm saying, and helping each other say, hey, well, look, I have this ritual that does this. You know, this is a we had a conversation with a young lady about cleansing. It was a powerhouse 45 minutes, just constant cleansing routines. This person's not part of a wonderful approach, but we were doing this work because it needed to be done, period.
Exactly.
It had nothing to do with promoting my organization or another organization. It had to do with a young woman being in some trouble and us stepping in to give some help and some guidance. And that's what we do, and that's how we do it. And so we have to, you know, when we're building with each other, we have got to let go of the us and the them and just get to the work. Where's the work at? You know, how can we get this work done? You know, who got the first leg? Who got the second? You know, really, really allow ourselves to be more focused on the successes. And the people that win when we do that, of course, are the people that set out for the help in the first place.
Exactly, exactly. And just for those are in position of leadership, you know, just understanding the difference between the chastising and the correcting. Because I can correct you and correct you with love and show you and guide you, opposed to chastising you and have you crying in the corner. And it's like, okay.
Yeah.
Are you going to pass me some tissue when I'm crying, or are you just going to leave me there? You know, because if I'm just left here, I'm probably going to be angry. You know? So can I get a hug and a cup of tea when I'm finished? You know, let me pout for half a second, but I need you to bring me back and guide me to the next stage where I belong. You know,
amen.
Teachable moment. Everything should be a teachable moment.
And I think when you are committed to healing, that's what you're going for. When you're committed to healing, even if this is if it stings a little bit, you know, like if you're getting a shot, that's not a comfortable feeling. And all you're going to feel is, you know, it's going to sting. It's going to pinch for just a second.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks for letting me know that as I brace myself for this pinch. But also. And that lets me know, don't take this personally. This does have a little pinch in it, you know. And so we can begin to build with each other. Again, it's building. It's growth.
Exactly.
We are learning how to find those wonderful approaches. We have to find ways to make this wonderful. We can't get caught up on the easy button. The easy button is not always the right button, okay? You know, and think mm-hmm. about it. Doing this wrong can delay someone 5, 10 years. So is that really an easy button? It might have been easy for you, but this person may spiral for years behind
yes.
your carelessness, you know? So we have to get to the point where we are truly, truly putting forth good efforts to reach people, that we're trying to be wonderful in all of our contacts, that we are developing a more inclusive look at people, no matter their socioeconomic, their age, their experience, no matter what religion they come from, we have to take a more inclusive approach. We have to truly begin to see ourselves in this person. Because when we see
exactly.
ourselves, we can be more gentle with ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
You know, another cause for difference. Oh, excuse me.
No, another what? Say it again?
Another cause for a lot of differences is gender and the gender roles.
Lord,
you know, that's a whole nother show.
It is.
That's another
two, three
shows together. That's a series.
Yeah. It is a series, and it's a series
mm-hmm.
that's worth the time and energy because, Lord
yeah.
have mercy, I do believe our men receive things differently. They receive words
mm-hmm.
differently. They receive instructions, missions. They receive differently than we are, than we do. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, we have to be patient with that. We can't run around discrediting that because they're men. And then
mm-hmm.
some men coming from certain backgrounds, like, you know, a lot of our pastors and churches are women-dominated, men run. And so
mm-hmm.
he'll step into a spiritual house saying, okay, I'm ready to run this thing, and we're like, yeah, okay.
No.
okay.
Double no.
So, you know, again, cultural differences. And so we
right.
have to begin to, you know, be patient with people. We'll find as we are more patient with people, they are more open to hearing us when we have words to share with them, you know? So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, gender is another one of the great divides and ways that we discriminate and allow others to discriminate against us. So,
true.
Yeah. Ugly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much for sharing with us this evening. It has been all of that. I appreciate it. I really do.
Thank you for thinking of me. I'm honored.
Oh, trust me, you
mm-hmm.
came and did it, you know. And thanks for the announcement of the toe crunches. Thank you for all of that, Tim. So,
oh, you said it.
We're moving into the prayer portion. So very important. I strongly encourage people to build and develop their relationship with God. Let it be personal. Let it be yours. Let it be real. Let it be consistent. You know, it's all of these things. We benefit. We are the ones that benefit from a closer relationship with God. So I encourage everybody to begin to spend some time and energy in developing this relationship. Prayer is so important, and I really hope that everyone takes, when I call you and I say, I'm calling about the radio program, I want you to say, yay, yeah, it's
yay.
My time to get onto the radio, it's my time to share, and it's my time to make the prayer too. So, you know, the prayer is such an important piece, and I really want everyone to get their opportunity. And so I'm going to do the prayer for this evening. I just want to thank everyone, all my new people showing up. I greatly appreciate it. This is family. This is what we do. Come back and join us every Wednesday at 8, okay? Father, Mother, God, I give thanks and praise for the ability to come before you this evening and praise. I offer my sincerest offering of gratitude for my daily blessings and for my lessons. I give honor and respect to the spirit of forgiveness. I am thankful to be wise enough to forgive knowing that I am also the one in need of forgiveness myself. I give honor and respect to that which is beautifully patient, that God wishes for us to practice this patience daily, sometimes hourly if we need to. But this patience is a true exercise, and it is a gift that God wishes for us to share with the rest of our family here. I give a heartfelt thanks to God for my life, for all the joys and the sorrows contained within. I give thanks for my children, my guardian angels, my wonderful approach angels, and all of the things of beauty that God puts in my life to remind me of Him. I pray that everyone on the line that is able to listen now and to listen later have love in their life that warms their heart, that has kindness around them, that helps them to see and appreciate all of God's gifts and bounties in their life. I pray that their eyes be open to receive and their ears be able to hear His word and instruction. I give thanks and praise for the ability just to be able to share these few words here with those on the line. There is someone that's greatly, greatly in need of a physical healing. Please, God, I ask that you come down and to allow each one of us to take our physical self seriously. God, I ask that our temples be strengthened with you. I ask that we offer our temples to be used by you, therefore keeping them in a ready state, keeping them clean, keeping them healthy, keeping them away from harmful drugs and other impurities that you never intended for us to use our bodies for. God, I ask that you teach each of us the things that we need to know in this life so that we can begin to grow, so that we can move on to our next lesson, in our next understanding. God, I ask that you help to encourage each of us to operate at our highest capacity, not settling for the low level, not allowing ourselves to slip back into our ignorant ways, but forcing us to come forward and to stand up and to be the stand-up type of people that we come to you as, that we know we can be, that you created us to be. For those that shine the light in those dark places, please give them the strength to withstand the winds of time as they move forward in that energy. Allow them to be strong against the crashing waves that always come when you are shining the light for others. Allow their lights to be strong. Allow nothing to keep them from their duties. Allow those that support the light bearers to be strong in their duties. We give thanks to the caretakers that stay close to us, that whisper to us, that strengthen us, and that help us to know when it's time for us to recharge our own batteries. All of these things I ask in your name. Amen.
Ashe.
Ashe.